It's Friday, March 24th, 2012. We've got two matters on the agenda here, appointments and approval of legal bills. The first one being legal bills related to a pending lawsuit. You have the bills in your packet. Secretary of Senate Ludeman, do you have comments on these at all? I think they're fairly self-explanatory, but be available for questions if you have it, if there are any, or comments if you have some.
Mr. Chairman, I rather than characterize anything of the invoice itself, you see it in front of you. We have deemed these to be necessary and proper legal services necessary for the defense of the Senate in this lawsuit, which has been filed, I would remind you, on July 23rd.
Questions of the Secretary or related to the bills in any way, discussion? Senator Cohen?
Chairman, just a little bit of a different question. Yeah, I see the bill. So exactly where is this money coming from that we're paying?
Senator Cohen, this is coming from the Senate budget.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I understand that, but with last year's budget agreement and then the legislation we passed, there was a cut to the legislative budgets.
Pedro?
We haven't made the cuts yet. We've been, you know, this committee's gone back and forth on that. I understand that. So I'm wondering, given where the Senate budget is, is this coming from the carry forward? Is this coming from not filling staff vacancies? I'm just curious as to how we're, because this bill takes the fees to what total?
Secretary Ludeman, would you help?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cohen, this does come from the carry forward. This will constitute a slightly over $103,000 total of legal fees for events of this calendar year and from our carry forward, which is still in fairly healthy repair.
All right, Mr. Chairman, so that does answer that question. So let me then ask the second question. What's the balance in the carry forward right now?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, the actual balance is $1.816 million.
So, Mr. Chairman, it's enough for the fees and the settlement, I guess.
Senator Michelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think Senator Cohen was serious there, but I want to ask, at least for the last comment, Mr. Ludeman, in the savings that we have accrued in per diem, in travel costs, in a hiring freeze, what can be attributed to those things, do those fall into that carry-forward account? Or how are those carried? And my recollection is that we have had some savings on those 3 points up to over $500,000.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Michelle, that is correct. What we have two categories here. One is a sort of a more permanent carry-forward account, which is actually split up into three different accounts. One is what we call the balance forward, which is savings accumulated during this biennium. We started this biennium with $1.1 million of carry-forward, and so now we will be adding approximately the difference, almost $700,000 of savings for some of the reasons that you did with the possible addition of the over $260,000 in health insurance savings after the announcements by MMB about the family coverage health insurance. So that's around $700,000 of additional budget forward that will be added to the carry forward.
Further discussion, or is there a motion to approve the adoption of the bills? Senator Bach.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Ludeman, I have a question about, and this may be some good work on your part, but the invoice, the June invoice, the date June 11th. It says travel to and from the Capitol, meet with senators, meet with Mr. Bodden, 2 hours. I'm wondering about the parentheses piece in there, 1.75 hours at no charge. That's, I don't know if that's, apparently that's the travel time, but I don't remember seeing something like that in the previous invoices. Is that something you negotiated with her that we wouldn't pay for travel time, or how? I guess I'd have to go back and look at the previous invoices, but I don't remember seeing something like that. If you didn't negotiate something where we wouldn't be charged for travel time, congratulations, I think that's good work. But is that something different than we saw earlier?
Mr. Secretary?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bach, that is true, and that was by Ms. Nolan's belief that the discussion with the litigation team was so necessary. She certainly at that time, and we talked about it, that she would not charge either travel time or wait time before those conversations. So that did not occur on the previous invoices.
Okay. Thank you.
Chairman.
Senator Metzen.
Yeah, just a comment that, you know, we make it sound like it's not quite so bad to pay what could be $300,000 to $500,000 on these fees because we save some money somewhere else. So I don't know if that makes a lot of sense either. I mean, so that's my comment. And this thing could get, you know, I mentioned at the last meeting, who knows where it's going to end, $300,000 to $500,000. So I'm really glad we saved some money somewhere else because we can certainly afford to pay more and more in this area.
Other comments, questions? Is there a motion? Senator Roebling?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the payments of the July bill for $14,766.38 and the June bill for $2,953.50.
Senator Roebling has made a motion to approve the bills as presented. Questions?
Mr. Chairman, I recognize this is a difficult issue for the Senate, and we've had lengthy discussions in this committee, and obviously this is an issue that has been covered by the press thoroughly, and I recognize that. And I recognize to some extent nobody at this table, and I'm referring to senators, invited what the Senate is in the midst of. I think the difficulty the members of the minority have is that, you know, Mr. Ludeman has been quite helpful in making clear we have a significant carry forward, and I've dealt, you know, when I was both chairman of finance and chairman of state departments, which had the legislative budget within its jurisdiction, when Senator Metzen was president of the Senate and dealt directly with the legislative budget. You know, we were fairly careful relative to the carry forward. I mean, it was used, it had been used for some technology, I think, Senator Metzen, for instance, upgrades of technology. And, you know, as these bills continue to mount, I mean, if we actually, and I recognize we're not going to get into a discussion, I'm not going to ask questions about, say, Mr. Bodden, you know, what did you talk about, you know, anything of that sort. But to my view, it sounds like we're in a somewhat preliminary stage. If we actually get into litigation, we start taking depositions, and if the threats of the plaintiff in this instance, in this case, are borne out, and, you know, there are depositions of, you know, 67 senators or something, this is going to get awfully, awfully expensive. And I think the concern we have is that, to be honest, it sounds like it's an internal fight within the majority, or not a fight, but it's a fight within the majority caucus. And fight might be the wrong word, but a legal dispute within the majority caucus, and not a legal dispute that impacts the entirety of the Senate. And so I'm concerned that as we approve these bills, that at some point, future Senates, next year's Senate, 2 years from now, whatever, there's going to be some residual drawbacks to what we're doing. And I know Senator Bach had made the suggestion that there be some type of independent fund set up for putting aside a verdict or a settlement for at least taking care of the legal bills. And I don't know if that's been explored, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cohen, as I understand it, this is a lawsuit against the Minnesota Senate. And as we've approached it, frankly, I think the guidepost has been the 1997 experience of Senator Moe and the fact that in that case, the Senate did defend the lawsuit with Senate money. There was a sidebar issue there where there was a legal defense fund established to take care of some criminal charges. This being a civil charge, as far as I'm concerned, that 1997 experience with Senator Moe is the guidepost. That's the precedent, and that's at least where I'm at.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, you made a reference to civil versus criminal. Is that a distinction without a difference?
Your point?
Well, a criminal matter might involve an individual criminal charge, but involving similar issues. That's why I'm wondering if whether there was a civil defense then, there's a civil defense now, whether or not it's appropriate to look at some type of independent fund in this instance.
Well, in the case of that, as I understand it, it was a in 1997 a charge against the Minnesota Senate, for which the Senate defended itself, not unlike what we're doing now.
Well,
Senator Bach?
Mr. Chairman, I was in the House at the time, but my recollection is, and I think this is accurate, is the Senate paid the legal bills of our employees that were charged. And there were a couple of employees specifically named in that lawsuit relative to campaign activity happening in the Capitol. The Senate did pay the legal bills of our employees, much like I think we have an obligation to pay legal bills related to Secretary Ludeman being an employee of the Senate. But my recollection was that the legal defense one was set up to pay the legal fees of a member of the Senate that was being charged with that they were treated differently, the members versus the employees. But somebody would have to do more research.
Councilor Botterin, do you have thoughts or recollections or notes?
Mr. Chairman, again, there were two separate legal proceedings in 1997. One of them was a grand jury investigation, I believe, by the Ramsey County attorney. But there was a civil proceeding that was basically a whistleblower lawsuit, and I'd have to review. I know the Senate was a defendant. I believe Senator Moe was also a defendant in that litigation. And the Senate paid for the cost of legal defense and the settlement of that lawsuit.
Mr. Chair.
So that's the guidepost, yes.
Well, what did the money that was raised privately for Senator Moe, what did that go for?
Mr. Botterin?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Langseth, I believe that paid for his attorney fees in relation to the grand jury investigation in Ramsey County related to the criminal charges, which was a separate proceeding.
Further discussion? If not, all in favor. Senator Cohen?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we just have some reservations as to the route we're going, so I'm going to ask for a roll call on this.
I beg your pardon?
Would ask for a roll call on the motion.
A roll call has been requested. The roll call will be granted. Okay, all in favor of the motion, respond as you will. Per the roll call, call the roll.
Senator Bach?
No.
Senator Cohen?
No.
Senator Fischbach?
Yes.
Senator Gerlach?
Yes.
Senator Langseth?
No.
Senator Limmer?
Aye.
Senator Metzen?
No.
Senator Michelle?
Yes.
Senator Ortman?
Yes.
Senator Roebling?
Yes.
Senator Senjum?
Yes.
It passed.
On a vote of 7-4, the motion is adopted. The bill will be paid. Further then, on appointments, we've got a couple of appointments here. I'm sorry. We need to move into another committee here, so we'll adjourn the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee stands adjourned.